American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Oh, man, we are inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slinger's microphone. If you're watching the show on the live stream, make sure, please, to like and share them. They like to throttle us, you know what I'm saying? They don't really like what we talk about, so we need to kind of get in their face a little bit, but that's okay. That's all right. We don't mind. We know we're better than they are. But if you're watching, you see this new microphone is incredible. We've got the classic vintage Shure Super 55 in here, and it is just absolutely gorgeous. So make sure to check it out. You can check it out on facebook.com/Armed American Radio. You can check us out on YouTube, Mark Walters, put in parentheses, Armed American Radio. YouTube makes it tough to find you, but keep scrolling down. You'll find us, I promise. Last hour, incredible. Andrew Pollack in the previous two segments, I mean, I don't know where he finds it. I mean, I really don't know where Mr. Pollack finds it. He lost his daughter, Meadow, at Parkland, and it drives him every day. I was talking with some of the guys on off air during the break. I have a daughter that Meadow would be my daughter's age today. I have a daughter her age. I can't imagine getting up and doing what he does every day, the strength that he has. But he is incredible. And one thing we didn't get a chance to do, and I want to mention that right now, is get to the website where the software that he is developing, and I want to put this out here to you so you can go take a look at this. If you know school board members, if you're on a school board, if you are law enforcement, if you're a sheriff, many of you listen, if you work for the sheriff's office, if you have any clout whatsoever, just a parent with a kid in the school, get this information in the hands of the educators in your area. SchoolSafetyGrant.org. SchoolSafetyGrant.org. Please. And he's working very closely with his partners across the country. I just was talking with him moments ago off air, and we will be getting it in the hands of the sheriff department. And, you know, it's interesting because the superintendent of schools happens to live in my neighborhood. He's one of my neighbors. He lives about 15 houses down. So I can get this stuff in their hands. Do the same. Okay. SchoolSafetyGrant.org. All right, let's incredible stuff. And all of this being brought to us by X Insurance. More on that in a couple minutes. But let's go right now to one of my favorite guests of all time. Makes the daytime appearances. Love when he makes the evening appearances with us on this monster cast. Paul Markle, student of the gun, pulls no punches. Paul, how you doing, my brother?
I was doing better 15 minutes ago.
Is this something we can talk about friendly without problems?
Yeah. Apparently, our commander-in-chief just capitulated and signed the $900 billion bribery and kickback bill.
He did.
What is going on with this country?
Well, I don't know. But, I mean, I guess if you're starving and you need $600, if $600 is where you're at, boy.
It's not going to help. You know it. I know it. Everyone with a working brain knows it's not about $600. No. It's about $800 billion in bribery and kickbacks.
Well, what this is, listeners, is designed really to create dependence on government. That's why Joe Biden was out running his mouth, trying to string some sentences along. He couldn't. He tried to say the word frustrated the other day, and it came out frustrated. Did you hear that? Incredible.
No.
There's no way the guy got 80 million votes. I'm sorry. But the fact of the matter is, and I think you'll agree with me, that this is none of this, Paul, as I opened up in the first hour, none of 2020, when you look back at this objectively, none of this is coincidental. When you look at what they did with Trump, beginning when he first announced his campaign, when he came down the escalator, what they did to him in the halls of Congress, the mainstream press, China virus, all this, none of this is coincidental, bro. and Joe Biden out there now begging for Trump to sign this. They are trying to create dependence. It's disgusting. It's not American.
It's reprehensible.
Stand up, take your mask off, run your business, go shopping. And when the little, and this is true, walked into to a Publix supermarket today, no mask. Little girl at the counter says, sir, do you need a mask? I said, no, I'm fine. And I walked in and I shopped. And you know what? Half the people in the shop had said enough. And weren't, it's sheep.
This,
please.
This is what our government is like today. Mm. Our government, they set your house on fire. They send a fire truck to put it out. They put the fire out that they started. They send you a bill for services. And then they remind you annually that they put your house fire out. And aren't you lucky to have them? That's what we're doing with right now.
Well,
they
worse.
Created the problem. And now they're like, well, we're going to fix the problem that we created with more government. Really?
Well, you know where that's going to get us. Look, I want to be optimistic, leaving, as I said, 2020, the dumpster fire behind us. I want to be optimistic. And here's what I'm saying. And I don't know that 2021 is going to be the year. I don't believe it's going to be the year. I think we're going to keep going deeper and deeper and deeper into this until we have to fight our way out of it. However you take that, I don't know. But we're going to have to fight our way out of it somehow or another if we want this country back. However, 2021 is not going to be the year. But, Paul, I believe freedom will prevail. And I believe Americans will step up. Patriots will step up however we have to do it and right this ship. I just don't know how, but I don't believe it's going to be 2021. Do you?
It could be.
I hope you're right.
It could be. If you'd burn your mask, find your cojones, and decide you wanted to be an American again.
I can't believe what you just said. Listen to what Paul just said. You know, sometimes you listen to this, you put it into perspective. Burn your mask. Burn your mask. A president of the United States is going to made it a point, Paul, and ran on it. A candidate for president of the United States, that he will immediately on day one sign a mask mandate requiring Americans to wear masks on their. Think about that. Well, first of all, the answer is no.
On his authority. On his authority.
On his. That's the whole point. Of course. That's the whole point. Of course he doesn't. The fact that we're even talking about, the fact that a president would even say it, that a candidate would even say that. Is, and the fact that there are millions of sheep out there that will say, okay, because don't think for 2 seconds they're not sitting in a back room, Paul, going, what else can we get them to do? That's the whole reason, isn't it?
The compliance it's sickening. It's sickening. And it's not even about a virus anymore. It's just about compliance. At least 6 to 7 months ago, people were frantically washing their hands and sanitizing their hands and all that. You can find plenty of hand sanitizer today. We just went in the store the other day. There was rows and rows of hand sanitizer. You couldn't find it 6 or 7 months ago because we're so far beyond even considering. People don't even know why they're doing it because I was told because there's a sign. There's a sign. That's why you're doing it because there's a sign. Really? Like I said, at least 7 months ago, people were frantically washing their hands and sanitizing their hands and using wet wipes and all that. They're not even doing that anymore. Well, I don't need that. I have a magic mask. This will keep me safe from all things.
A magic mask. You know, it's interesting, Paul, because I never thought that I've always subscribed to the fact, and I do for the most part, that you don't carry a gun. I subscribe to the whole Masoud Ayoub thing. And Masoud Ayoub will tell you.
Well, first of all, I do believe that open carry should be, of course, the law of the land. However, having said that, I believe the concealed carry is certainly the way to go. Of course, the element of surprise gives you the advantage.
Now, having said that, I have been openly, because I subscribe to Masoud's deal, you should never carry a gun specifically for making a political statement, right? But I've done it. I've been doing it since March. I mean, I go into Home Depot openly carrying my gun because it's legal. I would wear a Trump hat with an openly carried 10 millimeter Glock on my hip and no mask. Who's going to say anything to me? Nobody has said a word to me. I have gone into, I can't countless stores. I have sat down in a Waffle House, which is supposedly anti-gun. They're not here in Georgia. I've never had a problem ever at a Waffle House ever. And no one has ever said anything to me, Paul. What does that tell us? We're getting ready to take a break, so I'll let you take it to the break.
You're more likely to have to use your gun in a Waffle House than anywhere else, but
not around here, man. I don't see that happening around here, but
we're getting ready to take a break. 3 a.m. either. All
right. We've got another segment with Paul Markle, the professor over at Student of the Gun. We'll be back with Paul right after this. Don't go away. Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher, for that. I know right where you recorded that in your studio in my hometown in Tampa, and I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'll be down in Florida in the next, on Wednesday, I'll be down there with X Insurance meeting with a gun range down in Immokalee, and I'll be telling you all about it when we get back. You are in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is the new, really cool Lead Slingers microphone here. Isn't it cool? Yeah, I could add a couple satellite radio moment words to that. That's how cool it is, but I won't. And all of this is being presented to you today by X Insurance. Make sure to check them out, xinsurance.com. We'll talk a little bit more about some of our sponsors in the next couple segments. Let's get back to Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, I got a message here over. I'm looking at the live stream here. Matt Russell says, well, again, we are fast reaching the point where quote-unquote gun laws are going to be meaningless. And I know where he's going with this as a listener of the show. I'm very sure I know where he's going with this. I've often said that, and particularly through 2021, that the day is fast approaching if the left continues to do this, Paul, that good, decent, law-abiding Americans are going to have to make terrible decisions that they never thought they'd have to make before in their lifetime as law-abiding citizens. And that day is fast approaching. And one of them, what Paul is alluding to here, I'm sure, is gun laws are meaningless. Paul, we're getting to a point, I truly believe we're getting to a point, where I will say on this microphone, the hell with that law, carry your gun anyway. They do not have the right to do what they're doing, nor the moral authority, nor the constitutional authority to tell you that you can't carry your gun anyway in defiance of their law. I believe that day is coming, and I believe it's right around the corner, Paul.
Well, for people who've actually read the Constitution of the United States, and believe it or not, you don't need to be a Rhodes Scholar to read the Constitution. It was written for everyone. It wasn't written for attorneys. It was written for the people. If you read the Constitution, you understand the wording and the verbiage of it. And if you've read things like the Federalist Papers, if you've read the political thought of the American Revolution and so forth, you'll understand that the only reason that these things happen to us is because we comply.
That's it.
You said earlier, you said, well, you know, we're coming to a time, I don't know if it's going to be 2021. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to remind your listeners of this. When they slam the door on the boxcar, it's too late to fight back.
It's a fact.
Everyone has these grand illusions of, well, they better never come to my house. Because if they come to my house, here's the reality of the world, Sparky. If you're waiting until they show up on your front door to start fighting back, you're going to lose. Your dog is going to be killed. You'll be lucky if your children and your spouse aren't killed. If your plan is to wait until they come to your front door, you've lost already.
Yeah, it's game over at that point. You know, at that point, You've already just given up. You've got to get out and take action. I mean, go back into any time in history, and what Paul is saying is absolutely 100% true, both metaphorically speaking and literally. Okay? So take heed to what he's saying. You're absolutely correct. You've got to go out and get it. Paul, as we go into 2021, you know, I want to stay optimistic, right? I mean, I believe that freedom will prevail. I believe it's going to be a tough road to hoe for a lot of folks because they're going to find themselves in that situation as law-abiding people. See, it's easy for law-abiding people, Paul, to live in denial because we're law-abiding people, and the government understands that and knows that. That's why they've been able to get the compliance that they've gotten over the years. Is that fair to say?
2020 is the prime example of the weakness of the law-abiding.
Yeah, it's true.
We break our own arms, patting ourselves on the back, telling ourselves how law-abiding and how reasonable and how work on the moral high ground and it's done nothing but send us into the state of compliance.
All right, what does Paul Markle suggest right now?
Get better.
Well, it's not without a fight. What does Paul Markle say we need to do? What step should we be taking right now today?
you better find a mirror. And you better go look in that mirror, and you better ask yourself whether you're on the side of the state or whether you're on the side of the republic. You're like, they're the same thing. No, they're not. Go read your constitution. For those of you that are military veterans, like myself, you took an oath to protect the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You did not take an oath to enslave your fellow man. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to make a choice. The time for sitting on the fence is over. Now, you can make the choice. You can choose. You can side with the state. You can side with Sniffy Joe and the criminals in the Democrat Party and the criminals in Washington, D.C. You can do that. You're allowed. But at the same time, you have to understand that there are going to be people who do not do that. And what you folks out there need to understand is that the battle lines are being drawn right now. I'm going to tell you this. Any person who endorses, accepts, or condones a Sniffy Joe presidency is the enemy of the republic. End of story. Thus endeth the lesson. There's no asterisk there. Any person inhabiting the United States of America, and I mean outside too, but I don't care about them, who accepts, endorses, or condones a Sniffy Joe presidency is an enemy of the Constitution and the Republic, because Sniffy Joe did not win a presidential election.
Sniffy Joe, I like that.
Sniffy Joe did not win a presidential election. They committed fraud. They committed treason nationwide to the extent that we've never seen before. And we have people on our side that are condoning by saying things like, well, we're all set to sue. Sue who? Sue what? Sue when? You're going to take it to the Supreme Court? That works. Supreme Court is had. Well, we're going to get him in 2018. Or, I'm sorry, not 2018. We're going to get him in 2 years, in 2022. We're going to get him then. How? You think they're going to capitulate? You think they're going to go backwards? No.
Yeah.
You've lost the right to vote. Well, you can vote. You can vote just like North Koreans vote. Under the regime of Saddam Hussein, you could vote.
Well, Paul, you could, you know, Hugo Chavez, you could vote. You just voted
you
for him.
You could vote for Chavez.
Right, you could vote for Chavez. Look, you're going to get him in 2016. You're going to get him in 2018. You're going to get him in 2020. You're going to get him in 2022. You're going to get him in 2024. The danger to the republic has already been it's already been made. Now, let me just take issue with you. Come on. Even Fox News said that Donald Trump needs to shut up. I mean, even Geraldo Rivera said it today, that Trump was an embarrassment.
Geraldo Rivera has been a traitor to the United States for about 25 years. I don't wake up every day wondering what the media says.
He ought to be married to Hanoi Jane. Hey, Paul. We're going to have to go. Yep. Studentofthegun.com. I hate to do it. Studentofthegun.com. Always awesome to have the professor, Paul Markle, on. Boy, that flew right by. I apologize, Paul. We'll have you back on soon, especially during the week. Back with AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News after this.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, Remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. You are inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me on the Lead Slingers Platinum microphone. If you're watching the show, you know how cool this microphone is. If you want to check out what I'm talking about, Facebook.com/Armed American Radio, or you can get me on YouTube. We're simulcasting on both platforms right now. That's going to grow. And of course, if you want, you can watch the show on Rumble. We'll have that up for you probably tomorrow because it gets to be a little bit late. Got a lot to do here over the next couple of days before we travel with X Insurance to go meet some really cool folks so we can tell you some really cool stuff. Speaking of X, all of this is being brought to you today by X Insurance. Please make sure to visit all of our sponsors, Lead Slingers. You just heard Mike Lindell, MyPillow. You guys are killing it over there at MyPillow. Mike is such a huge fan of this program. I never thought I would have said that a few years ago if you'd asked me about it. But MyPillow.com, use the radio listener tab up top and use AAR as a promo code, and you will get those. You get the queen pillows for like $40 off for $29, and the king is only $5 more. Tons of you are doing it. It helps keep this program on the airwaves, keeps poking the beehive that is the far left gun grabber. They hate us, and that's what something as simple as buying a pillow, drinking a cup of coffee. This is Defender coffee, iced coffee in here. Supports the Second Amendment. Make sure to check out all of our sponsors. Let's go now to one of my favorite people on earth. One of the guys that just keeps us informed. He is now the 2020 dumpster fire year it was. Gun rights defender of the year, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. AWR, how you doing? How did that coyote hunt go down there today, man?
Good to be with you. Well, it didn't go great. We had some people making some noise. We were supposed to be out somewhere by ourselves, and apparently we weren't. So, but it was still good. It still beats sitting behind a keyboard typing. I would rather sit outside, you know, be away from technology for 2 or 3 hours. It's perfect.
Now, are you in Texas or are you in Arizona?
Arizona.
You're in Arizona. It's just so beautiful out there. Such a great time of year to be out there. What amazing scenery. Now, let's do this before we go into anything that you wrote. You were hunting with one of my favorite guns of all time, and that you were using a Henry lever action, correct?
Right. Henry lever action 22 Magnum. And that thing is so accurate that I usually laugh out loud when I shoot it. I shoot a lot of steel targets with it, and it's just it makes a good shooter a great shooter.
Have we lost AWR?
No, I'm right here.
Or have we lost me?
Hello?
Have we lost? Looks like we've lost AWR. I can't no longer hear him.
Hello?
Okay. Hello? I cannot hear him. AWR, I apologize.
That's okay.
Don't know what happened there. I've got nothing. I'm getting nothing but a screech. I don't either. We are having, apparently, some technical difficulty. Maybe we can get AWR to call back if we can do that, because I've lost him from the network. And I'm sorry to do that and cut off in mid-late. It happens. It's live radio. But anyway, he was talking about the Henry 22. AWR, if you can hear me, maybe hang up and call back. Not sure why that happened, but we'll see what we can do to get them back. I don't know if that's on the network side or not, but I'm able to hear the network. They're able to hear me. And somehow I'm not able to hear Mr. Hawkins on that end. So what I'm going to do right now, and I hate that because I have so much I want to talk with them about, and we've got such limited time today. All right, he's going to call back. We'll see if we can get him on the line here. But one of the stories that he wrote, and by the way, the Henry that he's talking about, if I could, when he said how accurate it was, all I could think about was Marissa Tomei.
Can you hear me?
In My Cousin Vinny. Dead on, you know, go back, because that's what the Henry is like. If you've never fired one of those Henry levers, oh my gosh, the action on that gun, there's nothing like it. Absolutely nothing like it. But AWR was writing about something that I was talking about with Andrew Pollock today in the first hour, in the second half of the first hour. Andrew Pollock, of course, being the Parkland father, concealed permit holder, allegedly shoots robbery suspect dead in Chicago store. And yet again, the mainstream press refuses to cover this stuff. But a concealed carry permit holder allegedly shot and killed a robbery suspect in a Chicago cell phone store Saturday night at about 7 p.m. That's yesterday. Yeah, bad people do bad things, even over holiday weekends. Can you imagine that? AWR, do we have you here? I am unable to hear him. Gosh darn it.
Hello.
And I'm not sure why. We're going to have to work on that, lest the roundtable could be a problem. I hate to tell him that. AWR, I apologize, but I am unable to hear you on this end. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover your work for you, and we'll see if we can get that fixed maybe on the, you know, maybe those amazing engineers down there at Salem Radio Network in Dallas can get that fixed. In the meantime, let me move on to what we're talking about here. But a concealed carry permit holder shot and killed a robbery suspect in Chicago in a cell phone store. Is there anything in a cell phone store worth dying over? I mean, honestly, think about it. But this is the denial that people, that these things don't happen to me. They don't happen to you. They do happen, and they do happen over holiday weekends. There are really bad people that do really crappy, bad things on what are supposed to be really nice, fun holiday weekends. They're out there. But the concealed carry permit holder, I want you to think about this for a second. He's 29 years old. Shot the suspect at least two times after the suspect entered the store in Humboldt Park in Chicago. CBS Chicago noted that the suspect allegedly pulled a gun inside the store and, quote unquote, demanded property, meaning give me all your stuff, typical textbook type robbery, at which point the permit holder then turned and opened fire on the guy. Why? Because the criminal's too stupid to believe that anybody else in there is going to have a gun. Well, guess what? He got dead mighty fast. Fox 32 was covering it, and they noted that the permit holder, and I quote, shot the suspect in the chest and abdomen. Now, that's perfect center of mass shot. That's exactly how we train. Center of mass. The suspect with this was then transported to a hospital where he died. Police recovered a gun. Now, this is what bothers me, but I understand they have to do it, and I hope he gets it back. But police recovered a gun from the concealed carry permit holder and another from the robbery suspect. Now, the guy is going to lose his gun, which will more than likely be for months, particularly in Chicago, if not longer, if he even ever gets it back. Okay, and that's part of the story that we never tell. But he's going to lose his property over that. But here's the deal. Again, center mass shot. Suspect was then transported to a hospital where he died. I'm going to tell you this right now, again, because every single time, this is a happy ending story. This story with the dead criminal is a happy ending story. Not because the criminal is dead, but because the store clerk and the customers are alive because a law-abiding person had a firearm. That makes this a happy ending story, and here's why. And you're going to repeat after me. If you attempt to deprive another human being of their right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, you instantly lose your right to all three of the above. Immediately. Immediately. And if you lose your life because of the actions taken by the person whose life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness you are attempting to deprive them of, too bad for you. You earned your own demise up to and including your own death if that's what happened, because those actions were brought on you by your actions against those people. Does that make sense to you? That makes this a happy ending story. Too bad for you. And good for the good guy and the people in there who were able to go home to their families and celebrate New Year's. Because let me tell you something. Anybody that pulls a gun inside of a store or during the commission of a robbery, you can automatically assume in most locations across the country, even if it's blue Dem territory, you can presume that that individual is going to use that firearm. That enables you to use deadly force, no matter where it is, whether it's in New York, whether it's in California, whether it's in Seattle, whether it's in Atlanta, doesn't make any difference. You have a right to defend your life. Good for the good guy. Too bad for the bad guy. And frankly, I hope it hurt, bro. You earned it. I hope it hurt. Rocket-propelled grenade launcher found in a car in California. Can you believe this? I mean, now, I don't know, but the headlines like this make me think, where did they get that thing, right? Like just the other day, I read something that somebody had a grenade in their car. And I have absolutely no, where do you get it? Because the left wants you to believe that you can buy all these things.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Final segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Make sure to visit crossbreedholsters.com. Now let's get back to me.
All right, let's get back to me, and let's see here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slinger's microphone, all of it presented to you today by X Insurance, if we can hear AWR Hawkins. AWR, I think I'm going to be able to hear you. You okay there, brother?
I'm here.
There we are. We got him back. Good. Now, I had to rumble through one of your stories. What I did was I talked about the concealed carry permit holder shooting the robbery suspect dead. Beautiful happy ending story. Two perfectly placed center of mass shots and a happy ending all the way around. Did you want to comment on that real quick before I move to the one I was laughing about, and that's the rocket-propelled grenade?
Oh, no. I'm ready to move on.
All right. Rocket-propelled grenade launcher found in car in California. Well, you know, you can't even get a real AR-15. Where the hell do you find an RPG in California, man? A real one?
I don't know. Everything's banned. So, you know, I guess the bans don't work. I don't know, but there you go.
It's crazy. I mean, I saw a story about somebody that had a hand grenade, was busted with a hand grenade a couple days ago. I mean, I don't know where you find these things. You certainly don't get them at gun shows like the left wants everybody to believe, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
I don't know. There's no way to tell how or where this person got that.
Well, there must be a healthy black market for this stuff somewhere, and people know where to find this stuff. Because criminals be criminal, and that's what criminals do, okay? I don't know because I'm a law-abiding guy. But I want to take you now to New York City, metaphorically speaking, or just, you know, in theater of the mind. New York City gun permit applications surge, but approval process drags. Applications for gun permits, as you've written, AWR, surged to 9,000 applicants, but the New York Post is reporting that the NYPD has approved fewer than 1,100. Obviously, this is by design, correct?
Well, I mean, I can't say that with certainty, but I can say that the process is sloppy, and it would make you think it's too bureaucratic. You got that many people want a gun for self-defense and they can't get one. And to me, the bigger point regarding this is people, whatever city you're in, you're crazy if you accept gun control. If you vote in city and county commissioners and everything else who enact gun control, you're crazy because you think, well, a licensing process isn't bad because you think I can pass the licensing process. As soon as you put a step between you and exercising your rights They're not your rights anymore. They are privileges that a council or a governor or somebody has to approve to let you practice. And that's the lesson here. Wherever you live, fight gun control tooth and nail. I don't care the smallest gun control. Fight it. Don't give on any of it. Fight it. Because if you don't, you end up where New York City is, and it's a train wreck.
You know, let's mention this. What kind of permit is it that they're being denied for? A carry permit or a permit to buy the gun?
Well, I believe it's just a gun permit, which would mean a permit to purchase. So, but either way, they made the mistake of electing people who put someone between them and their rights. And you just can't do that.
So what happens next, AWR, like I mentioned in the previous segment with Paul Markle, is that at some point in time on this microphone, the day is coming. You and I will have this conversation. It's going to happen. Don't know when, but it's getting awful close. The day is going to come, AWR, where, as I've said, and you've heard me say it, people are going to have to make terrible decisions they never thought they'd have to make before as Americans if this continues. This kind of crap continues. The day is coming that I'm going to tell you, if you live in New York, just buy a gun, okay? Have a friend. Buy a gun from a friend that you know. Do what you need to do. You have a right to own a firearm in America. These people do not have the authority, constitutional or otherwise, to tell you that you can't. I will eventually be telling people, do what you need to do, you law-abiding people, to get a gun if you choose to stay in that cesspool. AWR, that day is coming, brother.
Yeah, it's coming. The other good news is we could take, hopefully, Second Amendment Foundation and others will take this stuff to the Supreme Court.
Bingo.
But, you know, we've got to win Georgia. I mean, there's so many things there. Got to win Georgia, folks. Don't forget Georgia, January 5th, because if you don't win that, if the Senate goes Democrat, then it's time to start making sure you have guns that are stainless. That way they won't rust when you bury them, because you're going to have to start hiding them. And you better win January 5th. Vote in Georgia.
Boy, that is the best advice so far that you've given, AWR. And you know what? It's a fact, folks, what he just said. He just said what I just said. Okay? We're going to be telling you these things in the very near future. That's what happens when you vote left. That's what you get. You New Yorkers, it's hard to have a lot of sympathy. I know so many people that live up in you. WRCN, you're listening now. My heart breaks for you up there on the island and in the city. For every single one of you decent, hardworking, law-abiding Americans who, regardless of where you sit, that are gun owners, I mean, that you have to put up with this is just insanity. And the rest of the state up there, AWR, as you know, the vast majority of upstate New York is bright red, with the exception of the Democrat-controlled cities and, of course, Manhattan and the five boroughs, where what do you got? 12 million people, and they're all voting blue, and it just overtakes the state. My heart breaks for you. If you can get out, get out. If you can't, you've got to stay and fight. But unfortunately, we're going to wind up telling you in the near future, you're going to have to do what you have to do, because you do have a right to keep and bear arms. Whether de Blasio or Cuomo like it or not, you have a constitutional right. Stay tuned for that, man. It's that day is coming. AWR, I'm going to let you tell. Where do you want to go next? I apologize profusely for having the problem with the connections. But, we talked about New York. We talked about Chicago briefly. Which one of these stories that you wrote do you feel you want to talk about now? I'll let you take it. Which one's important?
Well,
they're all important.
I like, which to me was the big news this week, was ATF reversing course.
Bingo.
When they were going to, they were kind of making clear their intentions. They were going to put AR pistols with stabilizer braces under the NFA, and that was going to require fingerprinting, background checks, $200 tax stamp, all the usual stuff that bureaucrats require when they take over freedom. There was enough backlash that stopped them in their tracks, and so that was great news. I believe I saw that there are 4 million AR pistols with stabilizer braces. So a lot of people would have suffered under the ATF's action had they taken it, so that's a good deal.
That was the biggest news of the day, no doubt. That subject is going to be a large portion of the discussion coming up in the roundtable. I can promise you that. A.W.R. Hawkins, the other one, and I'll tell you another fun story that I'm liking is I'm loving Lauren Boebert and her comments. I'm carrying a gun. Okay. She's saying the same things we say, isn't she?
Right. Yeah, she is going to carry a gun, and she matter of fact about it. So I love it. You know, she said she doesn't have people to drive around in armored cars. She's her own security, so she'll be armed.
Better believe it.
That's what she said.
And you wrote about it. A.W.R. Hawkins, Breitbart News. Thanks, man. I appreciate you working with us through the live radio hassle. Sometimes it happens. A.W.R. Hawkins, Breitbart News. Thank you, buddy, for everything that you do. A.W.R., Ph.D., Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins. And he's also the 2020 Gun Rights Defender of the Year Award recipient. Coming up next, hopefully a technology hassle-free hour in the roundtable. We're going to have two, possibly three, if we have a surprise. You already know. But Brad Primo's not going to be able to make it because he's close to that AT&T explosion out there in Nashville. We'll be back right after this at the top of the hour. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll be back with a classic roundtable.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.